The season is here. We're going to talk about Thursday night football matchups. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're finally here. We're also going to give you some early trade targets, guys that you should potentially trade for now before their stock goes up. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
All righty.
Come on.
Here we are, baby. Here we are. Right, we here. Are how many days away? Is it literally one day away at this point? It'll I think it is,
day.
Right?
Yes, when you're listening to this, it will be one day away from
the National Football League
kickoff
2021. I am Zach. That is Badaki. It is Wednesday,
come on,
September 8th.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Y'all know we're about to bring you a fire pod. Hopefully you're, chilling while you listen to this. Maybe you're driving in traffic and this can be a nice way for you to calm down. Mm-hmm. Don't push the horn, baby. Don't push the horn. Nice, it's okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't flip off that old grandma who just cut you off unless she deserves it. something's wrong with me.
Actually.
Hey, we want to say a big shout out to everyone who's supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/fantasylandfam. We want to let you know that if you do want our help this year, we have a direct line option, which is called the Fantasy Hotline.
Yep.
Okay. If you sign up to the Close Friends Plus tier, you will unlock that direct line to us. We can help you with waiver wires, trades, start sits. Alternatively, we do also have a live stream that's going to be happening on YouTube and Twitch every Saturday night.
That's right.
Where we answer people's start and sit questions. We will continually do that until there's a point where we just can't answer anyone's questions and then we'll figure something else out. You know what I mean?
That's right. Look, it's going to, the full season's here. Backswing, okay? Waiver wire, content, you know, straight cashers, trash, star sit, everything and more. All that's also actually in our Discord. And if you haven't joined our Discord, thesolo.to/fantasylandfootball, join that community. They also has, everyone's there is thriving. They're pumped in the yeah. Discord of the season. Mm-hmm. I already have so many star yeah. questions already. It's crazy.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We loved answering everyone's questions over there on Instagram. We grew a lot on Instagram last year. I don't think it's a main focus for us, Instagram specifically.
Yeah.
You know, if we're honest, I think growing our Discord community, YouTube community, Twitch, those kind of things are probably our priority. So
yeah,
if you do want our help, I know last year, again, we were able to answer everyone's question over there on Instagram. In all honesty and transparency, y'all know I'm always 100 with my feelings, right?
Okay.
Like mm-hmm. we are just not able to do that anymore at this yeah. point.
Begin the and people that are coming back that we were answering all those questions last year, coming back and like, hey guys, like just popping yeah. out and like, you know, but
out of nowhere, like I hope you've been well. No, it's all good. Like we got mad love for people, but yeah. I will be honest. I'm 100 with my feelings. It does make me slightly sad that we helped some of these people. Like at any time last year, day and night, we would reply to questions. And now mm-hmm. we've told them this is a way to get that advice. And we've had people super, super upset. And I want to tell you, I'm sorry that we're not able to do that.
Yeah.
But I just want you guys to understand we have our own lives. We do this. We have other jobs that we work. And
yeah,
at some absolutely. Point, there was a point where we would have to find a way to prioritize those people who want that help. And that is through Patreon. It's also a way for you to support what we're doing, support our dreams, support our vision. So anyway, I just wanted to bring some clarity on that.
Mm-hmm.
Massive love to you guys who have supported us in whatever way that looks like. As we grow, we are going to continue to try and build that community. And,
absolutely.
And seriously, it just means a lot to us that you guys like our content.
Yeah, we're pumped. Thank you so much. We can't wait for the season to start now. Full steam ahead.
Yes, sir. Should we get into some news?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on here?
All righty. Lev Bell.
Biggest signing of the week.
Back, baby. he's back. He's posting all over on Instagram. Ooh, watch. Everyone who doubted me I got signed because of an injury. You guys think I'm washed? I fell off? You think I'm a bad rapper? I'm just reading his Instagram bio right now. Wasted talent? Clown? Greedy? Old? Anything else I'm forgetting?
Yeah, you know,
he's on his revenge tour, if you will.
Motivation. Look, I think obviously they had to sign somebody. Le'Veon Bell probably best available waiver wires potentially. Who knows? But I guess biggest question for people out there, does this hurt Gus Edwards' value? What's going to happen? How are you feeling with this signing? I think I'll go first right off the bat. For me, I was never a Gus Edwards guy. Like when J.K. Dobbins went down,
both of us were just kind of like, the hype is too high right now for Gus.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be opportunity for Lev Bell. What does that look like? Probably in the pass catching game. Other than that, maybe Le'Veon Bell can be a goal line guy, but that's also really hard. You know, I don't know what that would look like at the moment. So right now, let's stand clear of both of these guys, in my opinion, coming into the season.
So here's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. Think about when Clyde was affected by Le'Veon Bell last year. Was Bell an amazing fantasy option in Kansas City? No, he was useless. But he did hurt Clyde significantly. Clyde was a great fantasy option. Yeah. People don't realize this before mm-hmm. Le'Veon Bell was there. So I don't think Le'Veon Bell's a guy I want to pick up and put on my team. I'm certainly not dropping anyone of high value or high upside on my bench for him. But it does worry me a little bit about Gus Edwards and the people who just drafted him in the fourth, third round. I think they could potentially regret that. We tried to steer people away. Yeah. From doing that, because it always felt like this would be a committee. We could be wrong. This could be literally nothing. Mm-hmm. And Le'Veon Bell could just be a guy, just a guy, a jag, if you will.
Jag, if you will. I guess biggest question here, you have a Ty Johnson, a JD McKissick, somebody on your bench. Are you picking up Lev Bell? Maybe not a JD McKissick.
I mean, for Ty Johnson, yeah. I would rather have Bell than Ty Johnson.
People, I'm trying to think of people.
I would keep head. Coleman. I would keep Michael Carter. I would keep Coleman. I would keep Nyheim Hines. You know, I think these are some names that people are. I would keep Wayne Gallman. These are some names that people are considering. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I hope that helps. I could be very wrong about Le'Veon, but it's just not a guy that I am going out of my way to grab.
Okay.
Latavius Murray has been released by the Saints after not accepting a pay decrease. No one likes that. Hey, man, come into the office. We got something to talk about. You want to take less money to stay here and do the same role? The issue is that they might not have planned that same role for him. And Tony Jones is on the rise, right?
Yeah, Tony Jones is definitely on the rise, especially in a fan dynasty perspective. Ever since that preseason game, I know Zach went in like 2-3 leagues, picked him up in a dynasty league a couple times. But yeah, Tony Jones is on the rise. Latavius Murray's role, if Kareem Hunt does go down, Tony is going to be the guy. I mean, so Alvin Kamara goes down. Tony Jones is going to be on the rise.
However, if Kareem Hunt does go down, Nick Chubb stalks through the roof. Stonks, 100%. Baby. Yeah, I've had a couple people actually try and trade for Tony Jones in dynasty leagues. And guys, a fourth round pick, come on. Like, what am I going to do with a fourth round pick? I would rather just have Tony Jones and see what happens. Right. You know, I would say if you have Tony Jones, maybe a second is what you should move him for, just because of the curiosity. Curiosity killed the cat. Maybe it could kill you if you trade away Tony Jones. Be you never careful. Know. But also, Tony could be absolutely nothing. And I could have gotten a fourth round pick for him. Who knows? Also, trading Fab in a trade almost never entices me. What about you? Like, when someone adds Fab to a trade, does that ever entice you? No. I've had like four people in our follower leagues do that. Oh, I'll add $30 Fab.
No, like, I don't care about the Fab whatsoever. Like,
yeah,
it's pointless to me.
Well, Fab isn't pointless. Come on,
it's pointless in a trade.
I'm like, I mean, I'll take all your Fab then if you want. Just send it all through me in every league. All right, DeAndre Swift, what's up with our boy Swift?
Yeah, according to head coach Dan Campbell, it looks like he's going to be ready for week one. He is a go for week one. So if you have Swift, if you were contemplating on who to start, maybe you got an extra running back in your draft just in case, time to switch Swifty, put him in your starting lineup, because I think you should be starting Swift, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think so too. It just worries me, man.
You're not excited about Swift this year, or you're just not excited about this injury?
No, I am excited about Swift this year. I like Swift this year. Mm-hmm. I was never in a position in drafts to grab him, unfortunately.
Okay.
I like Swift this year. I don't know about week one. Week one worries me. It's against San Francisco.
Yeah.
He is coming back from an injury. Jamal Williams is a very capable back, you know? So I don't know. I would consider other options potentially if I had them. You know, I'm not afraid to start him. I will if he is my best option, but I'm also not opposed to looking at what's on my bench. Maybe there's a high upside running back on my bench.
Who are you starting over Swift? And like, I'm thinking of someone Miles Sanders.
I would start a Miles Sanders.
A Mike Davis.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Darrell Henderson.
Yes.
All these guys all over Swift.
I would start them all over Swift.
Okay.
Just because of the uncertainty of his role in week one. I know he's going to play, but what's the role going to be? And then you have to think, if he's in a flex spot for people, what wide receivers do they have? You know?
Yeah.
So it's a difficult question to answer, but if you have Swift, join us Saturday night. We're going live every week to answer start sit questions on YouTube and Twitch, youtube.com/fantasylandfootball, twitch.tv/fantasylandfootball. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to answer those questions specifically for you. Or you have the fantasy hotline. What's up with Noah Fant?
He's also expected to play versus my New York Football Giants after that leg injury in week two of the preseason. I don't think this was a massive concern, but it's good to know some clarity of what's happening with Noah Fant here. So if you have Noah Fant, it's a smash start every single time. And then also another tight end, Hunter Henry, is also going to be playing on Sunday against the Dolphins.
Okay.
Obviously, he hurt his shoulder earlier in the camp, but looks like he's also locked in and loaded to play. So there's no stress on these tight ends. It looks like if you have these guys, I guess maybe not Hunter Henry, but if you have Noah Fant, you're starting him. Hunter Henry, depending on who else you have on your team, you can start him.
Yeah. And then the other tight end that just came to mind is Evan Ingram. Sounds like he's a long shot to play on Sunday. So
we'll see.
Sounds
what happens.
Like you're probably going to need another option there if you have a guy like Evan Ingram, no?
Yeah, if you have someone like Evan Ingram, maybe someone like a Hunter Henry could potentially be on your waiver wires. Or if you ended up drafting both of those guys, then obviously Hunter Henry could be the guy to start purely because of Evan Ingram's injury.
All right, I cannot believe I finally get to push this button, but we are talking about Thursday night football matchups, baby.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
All righty.
Come on. This is it.
It's official.
We're here.
Cowboys at Buccaneers, baby. I cannot believe we are finally here, Badaki. What does this moment mean for you, my friend?
We've been working towards this moment since Super Bowl. since, you know, Tom Brady was holding up the Lombardi trophy, I was waiting for this week one game. It's like, okay, Tom won. All right, who cares? That was me. Now we're here.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Tom won and you're like, who cares?
Who cares? I'm ready for week one of next year. That's what I said.
Oh my God. No respect. I don't get no respect. That's Tom Brady, not me. I mean, I don't get any respect, but I don't think I deserve any respect at this point in my life. Like Tom Brady. This is obviously on a Thursday night. It's the first game of the year. It's kickoff. You got any special plans for this?
Yeah, the show.
Yeah, that was kind of my way for you to plug the show.
The show. Talk It Up.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Guys, if you do not know, we have a show called Talk It Up that we are
Talk It Up
premiering every Thursday night and Sunday night football game. Zach and I are going to be hosting this with some of our great friends, Talking Banter, live reactions of the Cowboys and Bucks game, you know,
predictions as well.
Absolutely. There's really some really cool segments. Maybe some of you guys can call in or win some giveaways. We are giving away a free Amari Cooper jersey. Really simple, really easy to enter. Check in the description in our Instagram. But yeah, Thursday night, that's the first game.
Cowboys at Bucks. Let's talk about fantasy. The Cowboys, There's three storylines, really, I think we're following for fantasy football. Let me know if there's more. But Dak is back.
Yes.
He's officially back. I think this is like slightly nerve-wracking. I don't know, because we haven't seen him in any preseason game. I feel like I'm going to be on edge watching this game, you know, during that stream.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that. Maybe after you see his first, it's kind of like Alex Smith. Were you on edge every time Alex Smith was on the field? Or just
100,000%. Every time he took a snap, I was like, this dude could lose his life right now.
I think for me, it's like once I feel like he can take a couple hits, he gets up, he gets back, you know, he's like, all right, boys, he goes into the huddle. I think I'm okay after that. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm not worried about Dak. I just need him to get hit first and then we're fine.
You're starting him.
No doubt about it.
Let's not pretend we're not starting him. You are starting Dak Prescott if you have Dak Prescott.
Yeah, 100% you have to.
Same with Zeke. I know there's a couple. We've had some people ask us, do I still start Zeke?
Come on.
What's the appropriate response there?
Keep it simple, stupid.
That's right.
There's nothing else that you can do. You're starting Zeke. One guy in the offensive line, yes, is a key part. But this is Zeke.
Yeah.
He's back with Dak. Dak's back on the field. Come on. You're starting Ezekiel Elliott.
You start your stars. We said that all last year. I've heard people sending me messages saying, this person told me not to start Keenan Allen, not to start Justin Herbert because of Washington's team, Washington's defense, not to start Zeke because of Zach Martin is out. Guys, start your stars. I know matchups can be, you know, hard to look at and you see the projections, but if anyone's telling you not to start your stars, you're not listening to the right people. Not that we're even the best people to listen to, probably, but you have to start your stars. Let's talk about Zach Martin being out, because that will affect the offense. It will, right? It will affect the offense, especially for Dak Prescott, who is coming back first game off an injury. The good news is Jerry Jones feels pretty confident about the person who's going to be replacing him in the starting lineup. At the end of the day, this is still a line that is bringing back an all-pro offensive line.
Yeah, 100%. And you have to be, look, PFF's, if I'm not mistaken, this is PFF's top five offensive line, even without Zach Martin. This guy, this offensive line is a huge part of this offense. Maybe it makes Dak Prescott throw the ball a little bit quicker, you know?
Right.
Maybe Zeke has to do an extra move, but I don't think this is going to be like Zach Martin's out. Hey guys, you know what? The Cowboys are done for this game. No, that's not the case.
It's not as if they're going to like abandon the run game. I mean, they still have to run the ball to be successful. Lil Collins is back. This is a good offensive line. I agree. Zach Martin, if you're saying this, is a pivotal piece, but it doesn't mean you sit any of these guys. CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, obviously you're starting them. I have a question for you. Who's going to score more points this week? This is an interesting storyline to follow throughout the year, because I believe almost everyone who drafted would have taken CeeDee Lamb higher than Amari Cooper, expecting the breakout. Friendly reminder, I've said this before, but weeks 1 to 4, when Dak was healthy, Amari Cooper was the wide receiver one.
Yep, absolutely.
Not a wide receiver one, the wide receiver one in all of fantasy football. Who's going to score more points against these Bucks, though? CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper.
I think it's still Amari Cooper. First game.
Right.
You know, it's hard to say Amari Cooper, and it's hard not to say CeeDee Lamb, but this is Amari Cooper. This is a guy obviously has been hyped up in Hard Knocks. This is a guy that has probably the longest tender with Dak Prescott. So I do believe that Amari Cooper will score more points. It may not be by a lot, but he will lead this offense in points, in fantasy points in week 1.
Is the Amari Cooper take here maybe related to feeling like CeeDee Lamb's going to take time to develop that in-game chemistry with Dak Prescott? Is that part of this take from you?
Yeah, I think he will have the chemistry. I think he does have the chemistry. I think if I'm had to put my money on it, I do believe Amari Cooper scores more points. Doesn't mean that
this game.
Doesn't mean that CeeDee Lamb is going to not score points. I do believe CeeDee Lamb can get double digits. I do believe Amari Cooper can get double digits. But if I had to, you know, if I had to put that Amari Cooper was going to score 20 points, CeeDee Lamb, I don't think scores 20 points. He probably scores 15, 16, 17, right. But he doesn't break that 20 point threshold as an example.
Man, I want to see them both go crazy. Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anyone else on this team worth starting? Michael Gallup, Blake Jarwin. I mean, I'm not, but don't know if maybe you are.
No, it's not worth starting, but these are guys that are worth watching. Keep an eye out on seeing how they progress. Someone like a Blake Jarwin had a lot of high hopes coming into the fantasy season last year. Tears his ACL week one. I mean, is a Twitter, I haven't heard much of in the Twitter community, but
he's been a ghost this year. Yeah, no one's talking about him.
No one's talking about him, but last year he was the number one guy to be picking off waiver wise and to be starting and coming into last year. But now no one's talking about it, but keep an eye out, see how he performs, see what happens.
All right. These Tampa Bay Bucks coming in off a Super Bowl victory.
Miss you, Tampa.
Tom Brady is in his 21st season of the NFL now. How old were you when Tom Brady first got into the NFL? I was 6 years old.
I was seven.
Oh my God. It's time to retire, Tom. Let other people have a chance.
He said he still got some time. He said he wants to go for a couple more years. I don't know if you heard.
That scares me. I mean, look, this is a guy I'm very high on, was almost a my guy. So I think it's a great matchup for him to start the year off in fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? You're definitely going to start him. Not why not. You're definitely Tom Brady, Dak Prescott. You have to start these guys. These are quarterbacks that, you know, this is a great matchup, especially with this Cowboys defense. You know, they were terrible last year. You expect it to kind of continue. They only got the help of Micah Parsons. So we see what happens there. But yeah. I love Tom Brady.
Yeah. In this matchup, it's a good one for him. Are we confident starting any running back from Tampa Bay? You know, if I have Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette, I think I'll put him in a flex, but it does worry me to start one of those guys.
I think
with confidence. I don't know. I think they're good starts, but
yeah,
there's just this weird inkling. It's a word that you like.
Yeah, inkling. Look, I completely understand. I think someone like Ronald Jones, who is a my guy, I do believe in, so I am starting him. But my question would be, who are you starting over him? Someone like we talked about earlier, DeAndre Swift. Are you starting DeAndre Swift over Ronald Jones?
Hell yeah, definitely.
You're starting Swift over Ronald Jones.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Definitely. I would start Damien Harris, Daryl Henderson, Kareem Hunt, Miles Gaskin, Josh Jacobs.
Okay. Well, I'm
those
starting
are the guys.
I'm happy to start Ronald Jones this week. I think he can at least give me at least 12 to 15 points.
I would start him if I had him and, you know, I need him in the flex. I just don't feel comfortable with him being my RB2 this week. Like I want to see
what happens.
Him grab that role and we think it's going to happen. We don't know. Right.
Yes. 100%. You know, once again, Ronald Jones is my guy this year. I think I'm comfortable starting him as my RB2. Once again,
a lot of unanswered questions from, you know, this entire offseason, what we think. And now we will find out, you know, over the next 5 weeks,
what's going to happen. Absolutely.
All right. You're starting Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. What about Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski? Do you feel comfortable starting either of those guys?
No, I can't start either of those guys. AB is hard. Maybe in a flex position. Maybe if you have two flex spots, maybe AB can be a potential consideration in one of those two spots. But I can't start AB in a, you know, one quarterback, two running back, two wide receivers, one flex spot. But in a double flex, why not? Why not give him the chance?
Yeah, if you have two flex or even one flex and you need someone, I might be comfortable with AB, to be honest. You know, it feels like he could be a decent flex option, especially against a team that can score and gives up a lot of points. It seems like a good formula there.
The thing is, I expect Evans, Godwin, and AB to get a touchdown. That's what that's what I believe.
So you would start AB then?
No, if that's what you think. The thing, it's hard. Like he can get a touchdown. Great. 6 points. What is it? A 2 yard touchdown, a 3 yard touchdown. Maybe he gets, you know, a 30 yard touchdown and that's it. Maybe 5 targets, 30 yard touchdown. And then he's not a start every week type guy, so it's hard. It's hard right now. But
yeah, so there's a lot of people in the fantasy community who are saying he is just as valuable as Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I don't think we're there, but we see the appeal. Yeah. We see the appeal for an Antonio Brown.
We definitely do.
Let's talk about Chris Godwin. I know there's a little injury scare. I believe he will play. He was a participant in practice yesterday, mm-hmm. so I wouldn't worry too much about Godwin just yet. I do think he will play, and if he plays, I'm going to be starting him.
Yeah, I agree. Okay? I agree.
Is there a player on either team that you think could be the surprise of the night? Anyone that just pops off and we're like, oh my God, like no one saw that coming. I have one, but I don't know if you had one.
For me, on the Bucks, probably OJ Howard. He's back. A guy that can maybe, you know, obviously Gronk can come in and do something, but maybe OJ Howard gets a couple touches. Maybe gets what,
right.
6-7 points. It could be interesting to see what happens, but it's not exciting. Not super surprising, I guess.
For me, it's Giovanni Bernard. I think he could potentially create a James White-esque role in Tampa Bay. They could use a guy who's, you know, specialized in pass catching. So
yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I'm not scared of Gio, man. Lenny is a pass catching back too.
But
he struggled.
Yeah, he was decent last year, but he's not been good at that in his career or in college. So,
yeah.
I mean, this team doesn't care. This team just cares about wins. Mm. That's it. They don't care about getting anyone in particular the ball. And that's what probably worries people more than anything. So, all right. If you want to hear our predictions of who will win this game, tune in to our first ever live show, Talk It Up.
Talk It Up.
This Thursday night, baby. Tune in. Mm-hmm. We will be streaming on YouTube and Twitch. We will give our predictions there along with our friends. And we're going to be keeping track of our predictions, right? So for Thursday night and every Sunday night football game, we'll have a record if we predict them right or wrong. If I end up going 0-10, I will, I don't know, shave my leg hair because I'm an idiot, you know?
Right.
Unfortunately, this is on a... This is officially documented, so I'd probably have to do that if it happens. But well, will you do anything if you go 0-10?
I wouldn't know what to do. I'll be completely honest. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll do a live stream without my shirt on or something.
Oh, I don't know that anyone wants that.
Yeah, you see? Like, I don't know what to do.
Well, what is a creative way maybe to
put
your money on the line?
I don't know. Maybe I can.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what about your hair?
No, I'm not cutting my hair.
That's too precious?
It's not too precious. I have something special happening for the wedding, so I can't do that.
Oh, okay. Is it shred for the wedding except for the hair?
Something like that.
All right. Let's get into some trade targets.
To trade this dude and don't even get a first round pick. It's damn near a fireable offense. Clearly because of emotion. Because it makes no football sense whatsoever.
I've been waiting to hear that soundbite for a minute now. clearly because of emotion. Mm-hmm. All right. Typically, we give you 2 trade for and 2 trade away targets on this podcast. Mm-hmm. At this point, we don't want to give trade aways. We just want to give you trade fours.
Yeah.
Typically, this podcast, we are able to see what's happened with teams, with offensive schemes, roles that players have developed, and we give advice on players to trade away or trade for. But on this podcast, we're going to give you 3 players each that we are trading for. And, you know, there has to be a disclaimer. Okay. And the disclaimer has to be that this is what we are doing. I remember last year we told someone to trade for Zach Ertz. And then he got injured the next week. And they were like, you guys are terrible. You're so stupid. We're like, how would we have known that he got injured? Yeah. So disclaimer, this is what we're doing. If you do it and follow our advice, then I think it's going to work out for you, but you always have to know that there is that chance that it does not pan out.
Absolutely.
Badaki, who is your first trade for? Wow. First trade for of the season. Who is it?
It's crazy. Before the season even starts, it's DJ Moore. Yes, I know. DJ Moore let a lot of people down. I was somebody that DJ Moore let down. I know there's a lot of question marks. What's happening? I was completely avoiding him in the offseason. I think that was because of his ADP, obviously. I still believe the guy's...
Draft price was pretty high, yeah.
I still believe the guy's talented. But why not give DJ Moore one last chance, okay? Go out, snag him in a trade, maybe lowball somebody. But let's not forget that every single year, DJ Moore, he's going to be a breakout guy. He's going to be a breakout guy. And there's still optimism for him to be a breakout, especially with this all-new offense, Sam Darnold. He's never had these many weapons around him before, number one, okay?
True.
And then DJ Moore, he's now going to be moved around a lot in this offense, okay? There's reports coming out that he's going to be lined up 40% in the slot, which is great because Sam Darnold loves to target the slot. Obviously, we know Robbie Anderson is also in the slot. DJ Moore is going to be taking some of those opportunities. So why not take a chance on DJ Moore, maybe be, you know, a mid-tier wide receiver too for you? Why not?
So I'm going to ask this question with all these guys, just so we're on the same page. I want to know who you are comfortable trading away to get DJ Moore, or maybe who do you prefer? Let's give a list of names and people that you prefer, right? So who would you, how do I say this right? You prefer DJ Moore over these players.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Absolutely. So I prefer DJ Moore over Chase Claypool, a Juju Smith, an Adam Thielen, an OBJ. For me, those are the guys that I would like to, if I had on my team, that like a Juju that has a lot of mouths to feed in there over there in Pittsburgh, I would rather trade away. Same thing with Claypool. You know, I think DJ Moore has the opportunity to kind of have upside not to kind of have upside. But
yeah.
You know, these are some guys. Adam Thielen, obviously, this is a run first offense in Minnesota. There's a lot of different things that can happen. So I personally like those guys. I personally like DJ Moore over all those guys, in my opinion.
Okay. I like it. You know, we've both been off DJ Moore, and I think that's because of the ADP compared to Robbie Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Robbie Anderson was just a better value in drafts, but I like it. I like the DJ Moore pick. I'm hoping that they use him in more creative ways this year. And that too,
you know,
that too jersey, it looks clean, bro.
It does. And the reason why DJ Moore was on here, I was watching preseason. Once again, it is preseason. And when I saw that report, I was like, you know, let me go back and watch that where he was.
Which report are you referring to?
I saw it on, sorry, I don't have it. And I was trying to find it, but there was a report that I saw. It was an article of somebody saying that this is how they broke down the preseason percentages of where he was lined up in the slot. And when I went back and watched the game, he was moved around a lot.
Okay.
Which
used
is
used all over the place. Yeah, that's cool.
And one time before obviously Sam Darnold came, he was always lined up on the outside, and it was like, okay, well, who cares?
Have you seen the latest reports that Terrace Marshall is a slot wide receiver? That doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense for him to be the slot wide receiver. Why? He's not the fastest. Mm-mm. He's a big body. You don't put those guys in the slot. I don't understand why that's the case.
Now that's my worry with Robbie, because Robbie, there's reports that he can be lining up on the outside because of his speed. Which doesn't make sense to me either, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So Matt Rhule is like, what worked really well last year? Let's turn all that around.
A lot of reports, though.
That way.
It's still a lot of reports. It's really early, but.
Yeah. All right. My first trade for candidate is Miles Gaskin, the gas man. I genuinely believe that he will be the guy in this backfield.
Okay.
I think he's going to get 65 to 70% of the workload. There is massive upside if you are playing in a PPR league for a guy like Miles Gaskin. Mm-hmm. Last year, I'm about to tell you some stats, but I want to let you know, the first two games, he wasn't the guy yet. It took him 2 to 3 games to really establish himself in this backfield, okay? But he averaged just under 5 targets per game last year.
Right.
Just under 5 targets per game last year. And he didn't drop these, but 47 targets, 41 receptions. That's an amazing conversion rate. He's a great pass catching back. Mm-hmm. So if he continues to get 5 targets per game, that just raises his ceiling every game that he plays. He also got 19 touches per game last year. And those first two games, when you keep those into account, he wasn't fully the guy last year.
Yeah.
So until week three, excuse me, Tua, what do we know about Tua? Well, at the moment, he's not super comfortable yet in the NFL. I think it's going to be a better year for him. But I think Myles Gaskin is an answer to making him feel more comfortable this year.
Right.
A guy that can be there to dump the ball off if he is in trouble. I think Myles Gaskin's easily going to average 5 targets again this year. And that's something that you want in a PPR league. It's a decent schedule. There are some tough games. Mm-hmm. But he also plays the Jags, the Jets twice, the Raiders, the Texans, the Panthers, and the Titans, who have not had good run defenses. So Gaskin's a guy that I don't believe in Dynasty, right? I'm not sold that he's like the next Austin Eckler in Dynasty. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But in redraft leagues, I want him. I want him in as many leagues as possible. I actually took him. Yes. We were drafting together last weekend. And I was at the 1. You were at the 2. Mm-hmm. It was on the return. And you risked it. And you took someone out of the Myles Gaskin. I already had 2 running backs. It was like the 5th, 6th round. And
Myles Gaskin. Upset. Yeah. You know, everything that you're saying, I agree. Because I do believe Myles Gaskin. Myles Gaskin is a guy that I've been growing on coming into the season, getting closer to the season. And I really wanted some stock of Myles Gaskin. I wasn't able to get any of him this year. But
trade for him, bro.
Yeah, we can trade. Just like you asked me, who are some guys, a list of guys that you would rather have or that you are taking? Sorry, it's hard to word that.
I know. Who are the guys that you're comfortable having Gaskin over?
Yes, wow, exactly.
We did it. I prefer Myles Gaskin over Damian Harris, Kareem Hunt, Chase Edmonds,
right.
Gus Edwards, mm-hmm. Mike Davis. Those are some names that other owners in your league might prefer over Gaskin.
Yeah.
You know? So especially if you're in a PPR league, if you can approach someone, hey man, I'll give you Damian Harris for Gaskin. Same with Hunt, Chase Edmonds. What's weird about Edmonds is it feels like Edmonds and Chase, sorry, that's the same person. It feels like Myles and Chase have similar opportunities this year. The difference is there is no James Conner. There's Malcolm Brown, but there's no James Conner. So, man, I'm just really high on Gaskin this year. I prefer him over a lot of guys. And honestly, he's a guy that I'd be willing to take an L at the running back position to upgrade, right? If I'm doing a 2-for-2 trade with someone,
okay,
and if I can slightly downgrade from a running back to upgrade my wide receiver core or to get an elite tight end or whatever the case may be, that's a risk that I'm willing to take in trades this year.
Okay. Yeah, I think that works. I like it. I like Myles Gaskin. He's the guy I've been coming in really high. I think one guy a lot of people can get away with a trade and make it really easy is probably that's on your list is Mike Davis. I think a lot of people expect him to have this massive workload, which we did in the beginning, but now he's kind of falling.
Yeah. Got to see what's happened around the league. And yeah, the addition of Gallman, it's not something to be overly cautious about, but there is reason to be skeptical.
Mm-hmm. From Miles to Miles, Miles Sanders for me.
Wow.
I like the transition. I'm working on things. Last year, absolutely terrible for Miles Sanders and the Eagles.
Shocking.
It was terrible. Look, quarterback trouble, head coach problems, offensive line problems. It's a new year, guys. Come on. Miles Sanders is obviously back. Well, he never left. New quarterback in Jalen Hurts. New head coach, Nick Sirianni. Offensive line is healthy. After a horrific year of injuries, come on, this is a good offensive line. If you really break it down in this talent, Jason Kelly, some other guys, Jordan Matela.
Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey. A lot of great talent on this offensive line. So let's not forget that. This is a good.
Don't forget Lane Johnson.
Mm-hmm. So many people. Look, Sanders has every opportunity to have a bounce back season. Okay. He finished last year as our RB24.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the only person that had 3 70-plus yards plays, which I believe is pretty impressive. Imagine having three of those.
Yeah, I would take it.
Why not, right? I mean, I think he could do it again this year. I know a lot of our follower leagues, people avoided him. Like, that was the person that they were avoiding, was Miles Sanders. They drafted him. They were upset. No, they were avoiding him. And then when they got to a spot, was like, man, Miles Gaskin's like the best available player. And they had to take him.
Sanders.
Yes. Miles Sanders.
I mean, look, it's we're at a point right now where we've done this to ourselves.
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
2 miles. All right. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, I love it. Why not go and get Miles Sanders on the low for somebody that probably hated drafting him, but had to draft
him? So who's on the low then? Who are you? Who do you want Miles Sanders instead of?
A Gus Edwards, a Darrell Henderson, a Mike Davis. I probably would want Miles Sanders. I was going to say Miles Gaskin, but that's really hard. That's really, really close. I would have him over Chase Edmonds.
Mm.
Those guys.
I'm going to add, by the way, I was going to say I would prefer Gaskin over Sanders if anyone's curious as well, just to throw that out there.
Just to throw it out
but there. But I do agree Sanders is a decent trade. Let me play devil's advocate. I've been in 3 trade talks this year, and Miles Sanders has been involved, and it's been the reason I haven't pulled the trigger, right?
Right.
So the issue is, I know Jordan Howard is gone. They love Boston Scott there, and I love Kenneth Gainwell.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things combined really worry me for Miles Sanders.
Look, I knew that was something that you were going to bring up. One thing I'm not worried about is that I know Miles Sanders is going to have goal line opportunity, and he does have the opportunity to break free. Obviously, 3 70-plus yard plays. Yes, it's probably limited. And that was probably, well, they actually weren't against bad offenses. One was against the Saints, where everyone was like, you need to, if I'm not mistaken, you need to sit him. But look, I personally believe that Sanders will probably have a 70-30 workload, in my opinion. I think he still gets a 70% over half of the threshold. So I'm comfortable taking Miles Sanders as my RB3. So, I mean, okay. If I can trade my RB3, like a Mike Davis, Gus Edwards, Darrell Henderson, you know.
Let me ask you this. Would you be willing to take a slight loss at the wide receiver position, you know, to upgrade to Miles Sanders? I'm not there, but I'm curious if you are there.
I think it all depends on who that wide receiver is. But yeah, totally. I'm willing to have the conversation. Absolutely.
Wow. And that's the first step to recovery, man. Having that conversation.
Have the conversation.
All right. My second trade for a target is Tyler Higbee. Almost a my guy this year. Just did not make the cut. I'm sorry, Tyler, but you are on my trade for list. I want every piece of this Rams offense that I can get. I think it's going to be great. Matthew Stafford comes in. It was already a good offense when Jared Goff was there. Now Matthew Stafford is there. I feel like it's going to be a much more efficient offense. I believe Tyler Higbee is going to be massive in the red zone.
Oh, okay.
This team is going to get into the red zone, mm-hmm. and Higbee is going to be a big factor there. No disrespect to Robert Woods, but he's not really known as a red zone target. He's not that big body that you can throw the ball up to.
Right.
Tyler Higbee is that big body that you can throw the ball up to in the red zone. And we have seen that Stafford is not afraid to do that. You know what I'm thinking about with Tyler Higbee? If I can give you an upside from a player last year, a type of season that he could have, that would be Robert Tonyan.
Bobby
I
Trees.
Really think he could have that type of role within the offense. Probably not a ton of receptions,
right?
But he could have a ton of touchdowns in this offense. I think he could finish as a top 6 to 7 tight end. And let's be honest, after those first 5 to 6 tight ends, the market is very sketchy. It's very unknown.
Absolutely.
Of how it's going to pan out. So I don't believe many people view Higbee, you know, as this untradeable asset. I think you could trade for him relatively cheap. I prefer him, I'll give you the list, over Jonnu Smith.
Yes.
Rob Gronkowski, Dallas Goedert, Hunter Henry, Evan Ingram. I think some people in your league would prefer the guys I just stated over Higbee, and I think that you could potentially trade Higbee for him.
I love the take. I love I love Tyler Higbee. I have him in a couple leagues. This offense only gets better with Matthew Stafford. No doubt about it. All right.
I know who your next person is, and I just want to say I was so close to doing this as well. I just didn't want two players from the same team. I've left a lot of room for minds to wonder who is it anyway.
I was almost
there.
We'll stay in the same position here. For me is Mike Gesicki. I love Mike Gesicki coming into this year. And first of all, Mike, if you're hearing this, I know you're a great friend of the show. I'm sorry.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a great friend of the show, Mike Gesicki. Absolutely.
That's clout right there. Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. I doubted you. You know, I let other people get into my head, and then I moved you down my rankings.
It was me.
I apologize because I had Mike Gesicki once as my tight end 7 in my rankings. Okay, and I moved him down to like 12, 13, and I'm appalled.
Okay? I'm appalled at you.
But look, Mike Gesicki has been consistently a top 12 tight end. Yes, there's more mouths to feed in. You know, with Jalen Waddle now in town. But I believe that opens up the field for Mike Gesicki. You know, Tua loves Mike Gesicki. He's probably one of his favorite targets. Probably the biggest body on this team. The guy's 6'6". He's the only guy that can jump up and contest the catch right now. Devonta Parker has been trying to do that, but has been unsuccessful. So I personally love Mike Gesicki here. I believe he can definitely finish in the top 7. Obviously, he did that last year. But I think he has the opportunity to squeeze into the top 5 this year. I love the talent. I love this offense.
The upside is there for sure.
Yeah. You know, and Tua, I think he's probably he has the most chemistry with Mike Gesicki. Obviously, outside of Jalen Waddle, he played college with him. That's a little bit different.
But yeah.
Mike Gesicki, the only guy Tua, I personally believe, has great chemistry with. Players I would want to trade Mike Gesicki or trade away for Mike Gesicki, kind of the same, similar as your list. Dallas Goedert, Rob Gronkowski, Jonnu Smith, and Robert Tonyan. I think I would rather have Mike Gesicki over Robert Tonyan.
Wow.
Purely, yes, Aaron Rodgers, but I think I would just still rather have that edge. What's crazy enough?
I agree. I agree with everyone on that list except for Tonyan. Mm-hmm. I'm there with you except for Tonyan.
I
could do it. I could do it if I got an upgrade somewhere else. I know we don't have a trade away target, but
it seems
if we did, for me, it would be Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, 100%. It would be.
Yeah. With Zach Ertz still there, I think everyone just was like, he's gone. He's gone, right? Nope. He's still there.
Sick.
Alrighty. This is my last trade for target. It's our last trade for target as a podcast. And this might be a surprise to some people, but let me explain.
Tell them why. Wide receiver 1.
It is Tyler Boyd. Woo! I am trading for Tyler Boyd. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal.
I love it.
I love, love, love T. Higgins. This does not change anything. He's still a my guy. I hyped him up as much as I could, and I wasn't able to get him in any league, unfortunately.
That's right.
I'm in love with T. Higgins. He's a my guy this year. I still see a top 15 upside finish for T. Higgins, right? I think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the hate of Tyler Boyd is gone way too far. Okay. People have faded him all the way to the 11th, 12th round of drafts.
No way.
That might sound ridiculous, but it's true. In all these drafts, this guy's going after the 10th round.
Mm.
He has a great chance to be fantasy relevant still within this offense. Well, what about Jamar Chase? What about T. Higgins?
Yeah, that's me Tyler Boyd.
Let me have my take. Let's look at the Panthers last year. Were there 3 wide receivers that were fantasy relevant that you could start any week?
Mm-hmm.
Just yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, there was. Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel. Let's go over to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Were there 3 wide receivers that you could start every week?
Yes.
Yes. Juju, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. I believe Joe Burrow is capable enough to support 3 fantasy wide receivers. The only reason that might not be possible if somehow this defense got way better this offseason, which they didn't, So I really feel like Boyd is being massively undervalued. He plays in the slot. He should see plenty of opportunities. I prefer Tyler Boyd over. You ready for this list?
I'm listening. I hope it's long.
Brandon Cooks.
That's us.
That's what she said. Will Fuller, Michael Gallup, Michael Thomas. I could even use Boyd to downgrade at wide receiver and upgrade at another position in a trade. That's something that I would be okay to do. He's someone, if he's my wide receiver three on any team, I'm comfortable with it. Do I want a better wide receiver? Of course. But I'm comfortable with him being my wide receiver three if I upgrade at running back, at tight end. So I think the Boyd hate has gone too far. And the common factor in all of these conversations where I've told people Higgins. Actually, in this conversation more in particular,
right?
In particularly, right, with Tyler Boyd, is people are over drafting T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, Ja'Marr Chase. I think they're overdrafting both, in my opinion. But
no, that's where, they're not overdrafting T. Higgins.
That's where we see the difference. But that's okay. Look,
I believe that Ja'Marr Chase is the reason people are afraid of Tyler Boyd. But again, give him a chance to be a rookie. Let's see what happens. I still like Ja'Marr Chase. I still think he's very talented. I'm not worried about the drops as much as other people. But give him a year to be a rookie. Let him figure it out, guys. Jerry Jeudy, remember what people were thinking about him in his first year? Everything didn't work out for him. Same with Henry Ruggs, right? Same with Jalen Reagor. You know, rookie wide receivers don't always hit the way that Justin Jefferson did. So give T a year. Let's have realistic expectations. T. Higgins, sorry, give Ja'Marr Chase a year. Jesus Christ, tell me. The reality is I think T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd are going to be great wide receivers this year. I still see T. Higgins as the best wide receiver on this team, but Tyler Boyd has a chance to be very fantasy relevant.
I love it. Tyler Boyd, you already know how I feel. I like to call him my wide receiver one. I like to call him the wide receiver one on the team, but I love the take.
That's a long headline. Yeah. Tyler Boyd, the wide receiver one on that team.
Yes.
Put it on a newspaper.
Wide receiver one. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Is there anything you want to say to close the show? Don't say no if you want to say something.
Yes, there is something that I would like to say. Once again, talk it up.
Talk it up.
I mean, we're pumped about this. Come on, guys. I don't know how many times I can say it. We should probably have a whole podcast just on Talk It Up. We are excited that we are going to be going live every Thursday night and Sunday night football. Once again, Zach and I going to be in the studio. We're going to be talking some banter. We're going to have some friends. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell the boys. Maybe have two TVs up, watch the game, and then have us on the other TV. You know,
yeah.
Come on. It was just going to be talking. We're going to be reacting. We're going to be having some fun. We're going to be doing giveaways. I cannot wait until, man. I cannot wait. It's like the night before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And all through the house. Not something was talking, not even a mouse, right?
I don't know it, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, guys. Massive, massive love. We have another podcast coming up for you tomorrow, or might be released a little bit later because I'm going to work. And then after, I'm going to be there with Badaki and we're going to record a podcast that night.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be doing start sits of the week.
Oh my goodness, that's gonna be
I can't believe it, bro. And we'll be together.
Yes.
So that's gonna be really, really fun. Yeah. So all right, guys, we will see you there.
See you there.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, you. The one listening to this podcast. You made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching. Because you deserve it.